Well, my left tackle's fine. He's good. Yeah, he stretched and made sure he felt better and feel good and getting stuff ready to go. But didn't practice, if that's what you're asking. No, he did not.
You know, it's significant he hasn't missed a down. I mean,
and he won't.
Expect him to play Sunday?
He won't. He won't miss a down. No question in my mind about that.
Clear picture of who's going to start quarterback?
Cody practiced full. Look good. Think he's ready to go. I don't know that, but I know Cody's ready to play.
Just, do you think he'll have any limitations or restrictions, or did you see that he looked?
I think he's fine.
Do you think you'll have McCown available as a number two?
I don't know that yet.
And if not, would Hogan be number two?
A combination of, you know, whatever we need to do, if he's not.
I guess they'll show you something coming back from, I mean, that, he was in some pain Sunday.
Right, no, he was. No, again, credit to him, our doctors, you know, our trainers, rather. I think they've done a good job getting him back out there and going. I mean, as you know, he hasn't missed a day of practice, so that's good. That's a good thing.
As the weeks have gone by, what have you seen Cody do better each week?
I just think he's getting better. He's understanding our system, how to play within our system, where to deliver the ball to. I think he's started to play in a rhythm, you know, that runs our offense, in a rhythm that works for him. And again, that's what we have to do, is whoever's playing quarterback, make sure we get them in rhythm where they can play and function and play good. So he's done a good job, obviously, but still so early in the season, got a long way to go.
But he responded to a Tom Brady touchdown, and then the injury happened. So, is this a good thing? Is this an encouraging thing for him to get to go back out there and try to kind of pick up on that where he left off?
Oh, yeah. No, I think so. I mean, I think that's what he wants to do. That's what we want to do on offense, is go back to that drive we had before he got hurt and play in that kind of rhythm and that fashion. So, yeah, that's the goal.
Many other people really in the league kind of saw in Cody what you did see in him. And has he kind of been living up to the expectations that you had? This is what you kind of thought you were going to get.
I think he's doing, you know, again, I think it's still early, but I think he's doing some good things, and he's getting better. And I think, obviously, the more these young guys play, the better it'll get. But he's done some things well, but he's got to continue to grow.
Offensive line at all? Do you know?
As far as
interior, who's at center and guard?
Oh yeah, no, Cam's where? Cam's ready to go. Cam's there, and obviously Greco and Alvin Bailey and you know, Cooper. You know, again, we'll know more by the end of the week. But I feel good about the guys who are gonna walk out there first. I do feel good about the starting line.
You and Greco back to right guard?
Yes, I have.
Do you have any more clarity on when he might come back?
No, sir. There's nothing new at this point.
When you look at that defensive line, what stands out about it?
Number 99. Number 96. 98. They're good. You know, 91. They're good players. You know, they're really good players. Play hard. And I think Casey's playing as good as anybody in the league right now. He is. He's a dominant football player. And Arapo is proven. Guy has 6 sacks, so that tells you they know how to get to the quarterback.
What do you see when you watch Marcus Mariota on film? What are his strengths, weaknesses?
Good young quarterback, you know, that's evolving each and every week. He can throw, make all the throws. You know, he's very talented with his legs. I think he's finding his rhythm in playing. You know, they got good runners that he can turn and hand it to, and a good offensive line. So, I just, you know, he's playing good. Just don't want him to play good this Sunday. That's all.
Coach, what are you thinking about your thoughts on your punt return game so far this season? What, What do you need to see a little bit more from
him? I would like to make more plays, you know. Like to have the ball come back at the opponent a little bit more, you know, a little further, run for a touchdown, all those good things. But, no, I mean, I think Coach Tabor's done a good job. You know, he's been mixing and matching the whole year. You know, we don't have a lot of the core guys that are right there, but he's done an admirable job of getting these guys every week up to speed. And I think inserting Duke back there surely has helped a little bit, add some excitement to that team.
Good.
When you Ray Horton left Tennessee to come
right
to work for you. Was anybody else concerned? I don't remember reporting on anyone else.
Anybody considered for me?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a ton of people. Yeah.
And what did you like about Ray?
Again, you know, Ray has been in this division, and I've competed against Ray when I was at another team. And within this division a couple of times. And I know playing against his defenses has been tough. You know, they've always got up to their quarterback and covered well and did some good things. So there's no question Ray's the right guy for this job and for this opportunity. We just got to continue to get better. I thought you said one.
Yeah, but this is still the same subject. His familiarity with LeBeau, do you need that, or you've competed against LeBeau?
Absolutely. Yeah, no. I mean, obviously, Dick LeBeau is one of the best coordinators in this league, you know. But we face good coordinators every week, you know. There's a whole bunch of them in this league, and that's what they do. But, no, Dick LeBeau is as good as there is, and he's got those guys playing well. And we got a big challenge again this weekend.